This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, this is how bad things are right now. This is a story this morning out of Salt Lake City, right? As if the impact of the bird flu on the nation's egg supply wasn't bad enough by driving prices up, it's now giving thieves a new target. Apparently, in Pennsylvania, egg thieves stole more than 100,000 organic eggs with a street value of $40,000 from Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs. I guess you got to be able to turn those around and sell them pretty quickly. But this is probably what we're looking at with prices up close to 50%. Why? My question is, why? So we asked Richard Stern from the Heritage Foundation to join us this morning. He's the director of the Grover Herbin Center for the Federal Budget, and he can help us get to the bottom of this. Richard, welcome in.
Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Great to have you. I'm just baffled by the whole thing. Everybody's mad and trying to blame Donald Trump or trying to blame Joe Biden for the egg shortage.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, this is frankly the parting shot from Bidenomics. Look, the bird flu is not something that either of them could control about. But the truth is the Biden administration is the one that murdered millions of these birds and then turned right around the day after they left office and started saying, you know what, this is Donald Trump. He spent exactly 10 seconds in the office, and so it's his fault, as opposed to having a real conversation with the American public. And why are people going to these kind of lengths? It's because they've spent 4 years of seeing massive price increases, the cost of living jumping $20,000 for a family of four under the 4 years of the Biden regime's choking taxes and regulations.
Well, I appreciate you using the word murder, because every time I've heard people refer to this, they say the chickens were culled, but they were killed is what they were. They were wiped out. How long does it take? What's the recovery time for that? I don't know how deeply involved you are to know that or not, but do we have to wait a year for the chickens to get old enough to lay eggs again? I mean, what's the recovery time here?
So it depends a little bit, to be fair, on actually how much we're willing to import from, frankly, Canada and Mexico, which is what happened last time when we had this flu about 10 years ago. But the truth is, prices then recovered after a few months.
Okay.
But it does take time, though. And again, what I would say is, you know, part of this as well is that Obama was president then, and it took longer than it needed to, in part because, as you can imagine, he regulated a lot more than was required to really deal with the process. and that delayed by quite a bit farmers being able to get back into operation. So I expect Trump, of course, won't be that regulatory.
You know, I've seen several people, really, including some of our listeners, who have asked, why are we seeing the prices of eggs skyrocketing but not the prices of chicken? My understanding of it is it's taken a toll specifically on the birds, I guess, that produce eggs versus those that are raised specifically for their meat. Is that your understanding of it, or have you heard much about that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And so part of it is they're kept in very different conditions. They're kept in very different places. And obviously, as you can imagine, the chickens that are raised for meat come and go very quickly. The egg-laying population stays around in these dense population areas. And so we've seen this several times in the history of American agriculture. So it's just one of those unfortunate realities of the situation.
Yeah. When you see Waffle House that was putting a 50-cent surcharge on every egg you ordered for your food, I mean, that's just a shock to most people, and they don't know what to do with it. So you said Obama put extra regulations on eggs being brought in, I assume, from Mexico or Canada. Were those out of concern for how the eggs were produced, or what was the regulation for?
Oh, no, my apologies. It's not that he put regulations on the trade. He put regulations on American farmers, which made it a lot harder for them to be able to get chickens in and to be able to actually start going back to their operations. So, you know, what happened then, what's happening now, is they'll force them to kill the chickens in place and then leave the facilities offline for sometimes close to a month while they're letting them compost and the place is being cleared out. But what I will tell you is when that happened 10 years ago, every scientist told you that was way too long, that the requirements that they were having of the farms were completely onerous and needless. And so that delayed by quite a bit how long it took for farmers to be able to get back into operation. I haven't seen a lot of details at that level come out yet. So it's hard to know what the Trump admin's going to do, but my guess is they're not going to have anywhere near the time delays or the other onerous regulations that 10 years ago put a lot of farmers out of business. And you know, needlessly delayed the process of getting back in production.
Yeah, it's a good point. Richard Stern with us, director of the Grover Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, since we've got you on the phone, looking at those economic numbers that came out yesterday, any comment on, like, where you see things going with interest rates and all that stuff, since inflation continues to be a bigger number than people were expecting?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Expecting?
Yeah, well, I'd say a bigger number than some people were expecting.
Okay.
I think one of the tragic parts about this is in the inflation is really being driven by the level of reckless government spending and the size of federal deficits. You know, when the government runs a deficit, it's trying to borrow money at the same time that prospective home buyers are trying to borrow for mortgages and small businesses are trying to borrow to keep themselves afloat and expand their operations. And so as long as the government is going to run deficits, and we are currently projecting $23 trillion of new deficits over the 10 years, you're going to keep having interest rates go up, keep having inflation go up. The way that I always say it is the federal deficit is the bank robber. The Fed is merely the getaway car driver deciding how much is inflation or interest rate hikes, but you're the bank being robbed.
I love that. I saw Elon Musk tweet out X, I should say, yesterday, that as they cut down on more of this government waste, that should have a positive influence on interest rates. Do you agree with him?
Oh, absolutely. But what I would say, though, is Doge is doing a hero's job in D.C., but it shows you just how vast the deep state is in D.C. It shows you just how many years they've spent finding ways to steal your money. So Doge is making a dent, but at the moment it's only a very small dent.
Yeah, and Congress needs to come in and hopefully, I don't know if they can do it through reconciliation, they need to eliminate some of this money moving forward, right?
Oh, absolutely. And reconciliation is a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, true. Very true. Richard Stern, listen, we appreciate the information this morning because I asked the question yesterday. We need to find somebody who can explain this egg shortage and when this thing might be over, and they found the perfect person. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you on this morning. And Richard worked as a congressional staffer for a number of years as well before he moved over to the Heritage Foundation. Worked for Steve King out of Iowa and a few other people. So he's been involved there in Washington for a few years. It's good. It's good. It's good to know that there's some end in sight and that the obvious solution to this short term is going to be to import some eggs from Mexico and Canada. So then you have to wonder if there are tariffs placed, those prices are going to go up, right? At least in the short term.
I just hope that these prices go down because, man, I ate so many eggs growing up. There's actually a picture of me in my high school yearbook holding a frying pan because all my friends knew, like, my parents were very health conscious, and so we never had, you know, Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes. That was considered a special snack for us.
Okay.
And our friends made fun of that, too, that was a special snack. But we would grow up eating scrambled eggs. Like, pretty much every morning, my mom would wake up and make us scrambled eggs or some sort of egg. And so, yeah, we love it, and, you know, my husband loves them. My son loves them. And so I'm really sad about this. I want them to go down because we rely on those eggs.
My bigger question is if we get eggs imported from Mexico, will they taste better on my homemade huevos rancheros than what I would have to go get at El Magway if it wasn't closed? I'm just wondering out loud. I mean,
how long is El Magway closed?
I thought El Magway was on the list.
I don't know if it's just one location. I think it's just, I'm not sure how that works. I thought they were closing for at least a week. I'm pretty sure they're closing over Valentine's Day tomorrow, which is kind of a big move because I would have to guess that's a relatively big day.
Some of them limited their closings to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday,
of course,
probably the nights you eat out the least to limit the damage to try to make their point. Maybe the point they made to ICE is, hey, look here, look over here, because if these are the restaurants that were closing down, one reason might have been so that ICE couldn't come and raid them. I don't know. I think it's silly. It's self-defeating.
I think it is self-defeating. I think there will be some people who are really sad and go out there and try to make a statement that look what you're doing to these restaurants, forcing them to shut down even though they decided to on their own. What would really have an impact is if they shut down over Cinco de Mayo. People would freak out because, you know, customers who normally don't go out to Mexican restaurants will find themselves there for a margarita on Cinco de Mayo.
There you go. And if you're going to make your point, go to go there, order your margarita with no ice.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.